Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What we do on Sunday mornings with worship is immediately tied to how we decide to live in the world. And have you ever noticed that the saints' names that we know, we don't really know their last names? We know, like, you know, Francis of Assisi or Julian of Norwich. And I would like to say it's partly because a saint is known for loving God and loving their city well, for being people who bless the city, and that's one of the markers of a saint.
Josh, you want to add to that at all?
Yeah. When I first heard that song, it was actually a slower version. It was on a International Justice Mission CD, so the version you just played is a faster one. So that was the first time I heard it, was a slower one, and when it got to that part about kicking down the door of the brothel, it broke me down. But it's also been a song that has opened me up to how so much of, especially the New Testament works. And that song helped open my heart to realize that, you know, if you think of the most evil cities that existed in the first century world, where there was most evil, the most immorality, sexual prostitution, what you call those cities now are books of the New Testament. You know, Rome, Ephesus, like they now have books of the New Testament named after them because God didn't give up on those places. And I think one of the easiest things that Paul could have done is, hey, if you live in Ephesus and you get serious about Jesus, you need to leave this city right now. But that's not how Paul interpreted the gospel, that the gospel brings us to life. And now we press into our cities. We're not afraid to step into places of injustice as people of righteousness to see what God is up to and what God can do.
That song is amazing. I want it at my funeral. I just love it. Told Sarah, I want you singing it at my funeral. But it's just, it's amazing when you think about it. And just, you know, one of my faith heroes is Catherine Booth, who struggled in her childhood with absolute illness and frailty. And when she and her hubby, you know, started Salvation Army, there was a point where she went before the British Parliament. Here she's this frail, small woman, and she's pointing her finger at the Parliament saying, how dare you even think of lowering the prostitution age to 13 years? Do you have a 13-year-old daughter? Do you want her? You know, because this is trafficking. I mean, she was addressing it back then and daring to stand up to these people of power. And I just think because she was so passionate about it, she put herself even in harm's way for that cause.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.